Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. Very excited to have you joining us. Also, extremely excited to have this band playing live in studio for us, for you, for everyone right now. Here we have in studio with us my wife, live on CITR.
Radio world.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I hope you're all having a very nice time at your house or in your car. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ready? Something I dream.
This next song is for anyone who's a fan of Friday Night Lights. Is that right?
Yeah, Friday Night Lights, fans of Tim Riggins, and the Panthers?
Yeah. Sports. Anyway. Sports ball.
Mm-hmm. All right, ready? One, two, three. Gonna be our last song. Sure.
short set, short but sweet.
Classic.
We're a new band.
We're a new band. We've all been away. We're working on songs. My wife is new.
But
it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ready?
This one's hot off the press. Straight from our bedroom. No! Oh my god. No! Oh my god. You can't be hungry. Anyways, okay.
You ready?
That was my wife, live on Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, CITR 101.9 FM. Please don't go anywhere. The band will be joining me in studio to chat about everything very shortly. Stay tuned.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite. Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
My name's Chris Horrific.
He always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
A good sound versus a bad sound. Now, what is a sound? We detect it and we feel it. Soca music can be best described as jump-up music. During carnival time, we party, or as we say, fet. We jump in the streets, and soca music is definitely the driving force.
Because ka is the first letter in the Sanskrit alphabet. It represents movement, and soca is the power of movement.
Soca is going to be the one that the people jumping all the time. Because soca is really an irresistible beat. And I would really look at it as the ultimate dance music. And for a lot of people who have never heard it before, the minute they hear it, they're hooked on it.
Now, no, you're inside the Soca Storm.
Every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m., listen to Soca Storm on CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
Stew Stews, the stew for you. Do you do the stew that Stew Stews? Come find out at UBC Sprouts.
Located in the basement of the AMS Nest and on the penthouse of the GSS building, open weekdays 9 to 4:30.
UBC Sprouts is your home for cheap,
tasty,
organic,
locally sourced,
vegan stew and baked goods.
If the search has been long and futile and brutal.
Well, that ad just ended right then and there. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. I am joined in the studio by, with my wife, the band. Was that the point of...
Yeah, it's
of
the whole reason.
It's working really well.
I'm just joined, yeah, talking to my wife right now. Can you introduce yourself maybe to people out there in Radioland?
My name's Nelly, and I play bass.
My name's Emily, and I play guitar.
My name is Lauren, and I play guitar.
And I'm Eleanor, and I play the drums.
And you're my wife.
Oh, Ben, it works so well.
It's the joke that keeps on giving.
Trust me, we make many jokes about this, like accidentally, and then enjoy it a lot. So just embrace it.
So the band came first, or the name? What happened?
I would say band came first. Yeah. We really struggled with figuring out what to call ourselves.
Was there some other version? Like, what did we think of something else? At what point? Yeah.
Our other band name was a Britney Spears song called Lucky. And then we just thought that didn't seem like a good band name, so we...
My wife is the better option.
the better of the two.
It's also a shorter version of maybe what our band is actually called, but my wife is just a nickname, which was My So-Called Wife.
My So-Called Wife, yeah, which is the band camp.
Yeah. So you can find us. Yeah, yes.
You can find us the with that tracks. Name. Mm-hmm.
And is that like a rip on My So-Called Life? Or
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You got it.
I'm hip with 1990s television show.
Nice.
Were you all fans of that show?
Oh yeah,
definitely.
I've never seen it. I mean, in my life.
Wait, both of you, you haven't seen it?
I've seen it, but I wasn't like.
Okay.
I don't know. It was.
I'm not a super fan, but I thought it was a good show. Yeah. It's definitely before our time, but I definitely discovered maybe towards the end of when I was in high school.
Me too. Mm-hmm. But there's only like so many episodes.
Yeah.
Claire Danes.
There's like baby Jared Leto, Claire Danes.
Jordan Catalano
leaning on lockers. It's very good.
It only lasted like a season or two, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. So it's not, yeah.
It's one of those shows where the drama just like picks up too much and then they're like, where do we go now?
Towards the end it was too much about the parents, I thought. I didn't like the parents.
Well, good thing it's now it's canceled.
Good riddance.
Does the band's like song have anything like any, or is it just the name? Like how does is a few of you sing in the band, like how does songs get written and is there a theme or
Lauren's
just
our star
song?
Yeah.
I would say Lauren.
I've only written two of the songs.
Eleanor wrote some too, and Emily wrote two. I'm the only one who didn't write any songs.
Okay. Yeah, but your bass lines are sick. So. Yeah, I feel like usually one of us has a song, and then the rest of us will write our own parts or like help the others figure out what it is. Like I try to write songs, but I play the drums, and I end up just writing things that are weird to play on the guitar, and then the other people have to be like, what? This hurts my hand. So we support each other in the production, I would say, and with the lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when, actually going back a bit, when did this group or this band started?
This summer.
Just this summer? Yeah.
Yeah, before Music Waste.
Maybe a week before Music Waste.
Because it's your last
Oh, the submission. The submission. Yeah. It's not the actual festival.
Also, for those of you who don't know, we all live together. Right. So the band
Which most
started.
Of you
I don't know. Probably a lot of you do, but just for the new listeners out there.
Right. New friends.
So all of us have played in other bands, so it made sense. We've always wanted to play together and form a band, and Music Waste seemed like the perfect opportunity. So you have to submit two songs, and we made two songs in like a
Eleanor's
week.
Room.
Yeah,
in Eleanor's bedroom, and recorded them in my bedroom on Lauren's laptop.
Nice. Yeah. Music Waste bringing bands.
Listen, it's one of the greatest things about that festival. Like, how many silly bands have become real bands because of that?
Right.
Just saying.
Yeah, and. Music Waste, it's a fantastic event, and I saw you play at Music Waste.
Did you? You actually saw us with your eyes?
Well, no, I did not. I was there. I can't see anything.
Yeah.
But
we played at the Avant Garden.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice. It's a very nice. It's a very nice venue. I like it. I could have stand on the couch, I think, if I was more like. But I was like, I was being
That's
shy.
That's not your style.
I was being shy, but. It was nice though. It's a really nice little venue. But yeah, I heard it, but I saw like the top of heads. I guess.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, and you're playing there again.
We are, and hopefully this one will be better because when we played during Music Waste, some stupid jerk, who I won't name, took my drum stool when we were setting up.
Oh.
They mistook it as their own.
Oh no!
It was an accident, but it was like a
careless accident because they could have brought it back. That was like 3 hours before the show happened. I was upset. I had to sit on a folding chair with my like drum cushion wobbled on top. So just like it was a fun show. I thought we played good, but I played well. But it was. I don't know if you've drummed before. Yeah. Having your chair be wobbly is
that sucks.
Feels very precarious.
I feel like it would be scary, like it was gonna like fold up on you, or
I was just crammed in the corner,
everyone was crammed. It's
true.
Not a lot of space in there.
Did it feel like you were just playing in the middle of like a crowd?
Yeah, it was cool. It felt like. Yeah, the whole room was packed. Normally you don't play to a packed room on your first show.
Yeah,
but just make sure you're playing a tiny room, and you can easily do that.
But this will be our first show with Emily, because Emily was away.
Oh, Emily was away.
I wasn't here for Music Waste. So
right, fair enough.
Near helped out.
I would have not. I couldn't see anything. So.
So I could have been there.
Yeah.
Official wife debut.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
All the wives are here.
All the wives.
So that show is next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Next Wednesday. And who else is playing?
Adrian Teacher and the Subs. Very cool.
Yeah.
Human Music.
and Human Music from Winnipeg,
yes.
I believe. Yes,
from Winnipeg. Mm-hmm.
Very exciting. They're on tour, I think.
Yeah, I would assume, I guess. Otherwise, yeah. I mean, even if they would have just flown here, I guess it would have been a tour. Is one city?
They're playing two shows.
Yeah, but what constitutes a tour, Ben? Yeah. Multiple shows.
Traveling to play a show constitutes
point
a tour.
Point
Does tour require
point
two?
I don't know, maybe. But
yeah.
If you're traveling to play a show,
I don't know. I feel like a tour implies you're visiting several venues.
But if they are playing two shows.
But they're also not from here. So how do you classify this?
Yeah. They're probably on tour.
I don't know. I can check the Human Music. And yes, so any specials for that show? Are you going to do anything crazy?
Maybe we'll learn another song in a
week. Yeah.
We do have a new song that we didn't play before, so that was the last song we played here. We were thinking of cover ideas on the way over.
Yeah. Send them into Twitter.
Yeah.
How are you leaning to? Like, what cover? Like, what ballpark were you mentioning?
We heard a really good Avril Lavigne song in Nelly's car on the drive over here.
Like a new one or an old?
No.
Does she have new ones?
I don't know. No, it's an old CD that was just in my car. Because I don't have a thing for the iPod or the phone.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So we just play the classics.
Yeah. No, fair enough.
That's the only thing to do with Avril.
Yeah. And is that still in consideration?
I don't think we'll play.
I mean, listen, send us your Twitter requests. Do you think we should cover Avril Lavigne next week? Maybe we'll try.
Who has Twitter?
Yeah,
lots of people do.
It's a whole world.
I could ask us.
I have Twitter. Ren has Twitter. There's people on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who should they tweet to if you're listening to it right now? You can do Radio Hell. I don't know what my Radio Hell or
CITR. Don't tweet to me.
Yeah.
Bombard her with tweets.
Just send it to CITR Radio. Yeah. It's fantastic. You just gotta go check on it.
Yeah.
Were you thinking of more like newer songs to cover, newer songs, or just whatever?
It's hard because it's easy to pick popular songs that lots of people do, but then you want people to know it, but you don't just want to make the song sound like if it's new, you just end up sounding like you're just replicating the exact, and it's boring. I don't know.
Fair enough. So, at home, you live together. Do you blast your music in the whole house, or is everyone listen to their own thing? Is there a record player? What happens? Like, is there like a DJ in the house? No.
I think we're all just
very quiet, no music.
We got two phones.
Yeah, we like to think in silence. We play lots of records, especially at dinner parties. I feel like we're good at that. Emily and Lauren watch a lot of RuPaul, so sometimes that's the soundtrack.
Right.
Or the British Baking Show, which has some music in it.
That's a good song. We should cover that.
I think we share music.
I feel like we all really like pretty upbeat music for house music. Like, I'm thinking of, like, we play Donna Summers a lot. Like,
lots of disco.
Yeah. Lots of disco.
Is the music all pretty compatible, everyone, a little bit? Or is there, like, one artist that someone plays or one song that just be like, no, we can't play this in the house, but someone likes it? I can't think of anything.
I think of that ever happening.
Yeah.
We have similar tastes.
We have similar tastes. We're very agreeable people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty polite.
We love to dance.
Although we are moving out of our house at the end of the month, so if anyone has grievances, now could be the time to hear.
Yeah, so it's the end of the house. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about it?
That means the end of the band.
Yeah.
End of the house.
It's
end of the
very
band.
Sad, Ben.
Yeah.
It's a lot of emotions.
Am I being divorced by my wife?
Yeah. We're divorcing each other simultaneously.
Yeah. It's unconscious. To quote our favorite couple, the couple who we model ourselves off of.
Yeah. Is it actually sober, or is it like a hiatus? You can always go to...
Well, if Nelly ever decides to move back to Vancouver, we will hold a spot for her in my wife's cabin.
Yeah, never say never. Yeah.
Never say never.
Can always
but
Skype
for now,
in.
I'm yeah. I assume the three of you will all play in something else. Might morph into a new band, or you'll play with other people. Sadly, I have to leave because I'm from the States.
Right. can just hide in I don't know where you can.
What are you advocating for?
Sorry. All right, now we're going to do everybody's favorite segment on this program. Oh. Oh, this is gonna be this is gonna be good. We're gonna do CNITR. Yeah.
Tell me about your favorite movie, CNITR.
So, how we play this game is it's not really a game. It's just a segment that has nothing to do with anything. Where I just get my guess, there's a scene from a movie, and we're going to do the movie is Empire Records. Because someone told me that some of you were dressed up as characters from Empire Records for Halloween at one point. I don't know which characters, though. So, the scene that we pick has four characters, there's four of you. I don't know. And it's color coded. Does it? Are you making? There's two kind of separate scenes, but it's together. Empire Records. For those that don't know, it's
the best movie of all time.
Is it? I wouldn't go that far.
Okay. Well, we can agree to disagree. Yeah. But
it's a movie about a record store from the, and it wasn't like in the 90s, 2000s.
Yeah, 2000. Seemed like it was like the tail end.
Yeah, it's like big record stores. It's right at that. Right at that point. The story, it's just like an independent-ish record store, a bunch of people working for it. The characters we have in this scene, this is early in the movie because there's a lot of screaming and stuff at the end, which we don't want to do at the end. The characters are, we have Corey, which is a character played by Liv Tyler. She was one of the employees at the record store. There's Gina, played by Renee Zellweger. Also another employee, basically a lot of employees on the show. And then there is AJ, played by Johnny Whitworth. Not sure who that is anymore, but also another employee. And Joe, who is the manager of the record store, not the owner, but the manager, is played by Anthony LaPaglia. That's right.
Wouldn't it?
And are you all familiar with the movie?
I saw it once.
Yeah. I've never seen it all the way through.
So there's one of the themes of the movie, and I have this on DVD.
Ooh.
One of the themes of this movie is that there's like the record store is a record store, and they have like an in-store today with someone called Rex Manning, which is like a famous pop star that's coming in and doing an in-store, and the character Corey is a big fan, right? Mm-hmm. So this is the scene where, starts off with the scene where Gina is picking up Corey and they're excited. I guess they're excited and talk about Rex Manning. And then also another thing you need to know is that AJ is like in love with Corey. And yeah, Joe is the manager. I don't know, do you know which characters do you want to, have you guys decided among yourself what you want to do? If you don't want to do it, I can fill in for them.
Oh, no, we can do it. We can do it.
I think we got this.
Yeah. So who's going to be who? Who's going to be Corey?
So do you guys want to do the first part and we'll do the second part?
Sure.
You were Gina, right?
Yeah.
So go. I'll be...
Nellie and I were Gina and Corey for Halloween.
That is true.
Do you want to
be Corey? Okay, should we do it together, Eleanor?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I just thought the listeners needed to know that's one of my proudest Halloween moments. So.
It was good, yeah.
It was really good. Okay, we can do the first one.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Who's Corey?
I'm gonna be Gina.
Okay.
Do I just start?
Yes. I mean, I can do the. I'll do the scene thing. Cut to car. Gina is driving. Corey approaches from her house.
Surprise.
What is it?
Happy Rex Manning Day.
When did you have time to make these?
Dad says there's 24 usable hours in every day. Thank you.
You absolutely amaze me. You are a nerd.
That's me.
So
today I will offer myself to Rex Manning.
Alright, yeah.
Oh, I love you.
No, like this.
Get your tongue off my record. You think Rex is the right guy for my first time.
Ooh, I think he's perfect for you, Corey.
Scene cut to the store. Joe is rummaging around in the back room.
Hey, Joe?
Yeah?
Need to ask you something.
Uh-huh.
Now, I know you've got a lot... I know you know a lot about love and women and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. My wife left me for another woman, and my girlfriend forced me to leave at gunpoint. Does this qualify me?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Look, Joe, I've decided that today's the day I'm going to tell Corey how I feel about her.
Uh-huh.
No, I know what you're thinking, but I really am. I mean, I've been working here off and on for 5 years, man, so I've got to tell her, you know? How I feel, you know? I've got to tell her that I, well, you know, that I...
love her?
Yeah. Now, how do I do that?
Well, you say, I love you. What do you want? Written instructions? If I find that kid, I swear I'm gonna kill him.
Okay, I'm gonna tell her this morning.
Good.
By noon, definitely.
Right?
No, by noon or 1?
Uh-huh.
By 1:37 exactly, Joe.
Well, good luck then.
Well, thank you.
Good work. That's really that's beautiful. How we do scene ITR.
That was fun.
Also, that scene has the word "my wife."
I noticed. Yeah,
yeah,
good choice.
Yeah. Great line.
Yeah, I.
Did you watch the whole movie?
I wished I did. So I didn't have the DVD with me today. I was doing it at work, but if on YouTube, you know the way they hide it, someone had the whole movie on, but they had to like make the voice of Chipmunky. And they have the screen in the bottom, so they won't get caught. They won't get flagged for like copyright rules.
Oh my god!
I was watching this scene, and it's like super fast and in a tiny little window. I just want to get the vibe. It's good, good, very good.
Wow! Radio plays that.
Yeah. Empire Records, very excellent movie. If you're a viewer, watch. I don't know.
It's really good, and people try to say you only need to watch that or High Fidelity, and they're wrong because they're totally different movies, yeah. And High Fidelity is fine, but they're not the same. It's just
Black. It's just not the same.
High Fidelity
I think if
is
you
a
like
love story,
Jack
it's
Black? Yeah.
High Fidelity.
This movie is
this one's just more fun.
Yeah.
Not about that.
Have any of you worked at a record store?
Eleanor has.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Just like that.
No, it's too small. I wish it was like
more like High Fidelity, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you work at a record store before or after you seen it?
No, I watched this movie when I was very young. My sister and her friends watched it, so I got indoctrinated at it, or before I had as much taste as I may have now. So I think that might be why I think it's like really good, and other people.
And did you working at a record store had any part to do with maybe this movie?
I think it probably played a role in the trajectory of working at a record store, because that just came out of working here and working at Music Waste, and then just music, man.
Right. Yeah. Hey, it's fun.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the band a bit. So my so-called wife is the band camp of music that you can get. You're working on some new songs. Is there... any new songs that's coming on the website or anything, or you work like recording or any sort of thing that you might be working on?
Maybe
for archival sake, or
I don't know if we'll have time to fully record things and make them sound really good, but we recorded a little bit with our friend yesterday, and hopefully we'll be able to put that on our Bandcamp.
Ryan is. Ryan from Board Decor is hoping to do an NFR radio show featuring bands playing live.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. So you have a show next Wednesday, but there's one more show coming up. When is that?
That's on August 31st, which is the day we move out of our house.
Right. Where is...
Our dear friend Andy Resto from the band Ichuta, who Eleanor and I met here at the radio station, he's putting this show together, and it's like a perfect going away party.
At Redgate.
Sai and Ichuta, and who else?
Grizzorific? Oof, God, I didn't forget that. I would have gone in deep trouble. Good.
Apparently there's karaoke.
Yeah, no, I just learned this today.
It's going to be a fun time.
Sweet.
Bittersweet.
So the Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Friday, August 31st.
Wow.
Yeah, come if you want to see us. We're going to have all this hyped up energy from like moving that day. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of, would you be out of the house by noon? Is one of those things where you're going to be out by noon? Or like, would you be, I don't know, moving is, it's a lot of
work. Yeah, we haven't been given a specific time, but we're not going to spend the night there.
No.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I feel like moving, it's a lot, you probably want to be packing the day before.
Like, or we've been, or I've been packing.
Yeah, me either.
If the show will just give us like a hard deadline so that we're not working late into the night. You
gotta be there for loading.
Except for we're not bringing any gear. Sorry, Andy.
Yeah. And when did you leave, Lily or Nelly? Or?
I'm leaving on September 2nd.
September 2nd. So, okay. So that's probably the last show.
It'll be the last time that you can see me.
Right. So, yeah, make sure you head out to the Red Gate, but not before you head out to Avant Garden for the show on Wednesday. And now maybe it's time to do another segment on on the program. We're going to do something called Radio Advice.
What do you want to know? Asking the radio. Radio Advice.
Yeah, that's
Selena.
It's Selena.
So beautiful. We played our first show with Selena.
Yeah.
Yes, 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 of course. So Radio Advice, it's where our beautiful viewers, listeners, send in questions and basically ask for advice from the band. I will start off with one from Duncan. And his question is, it's summer and it's bright out. And I wear prescription sunglasses. When I go into a shop or to see a friend on the street, it's a pain to get my regular glasses on. Is it rude to leave my shades on, or should I take off my glasses and just pretend I can see more than a fuzzy blob in front of me? So it's quite the dilemma.
That is quite the dilemma. I don't wear glasses, so I don't have that problem.
Lauren's the only glasses wearer.
Yeah. I don't wear sunglasses because of that.
But as the person that, if Duncan was coming to talk to you, would you rather he be taking his glasses off or like his shades off?
Maybe just down his nose a little bit.
Yeah,
But then he still can't see.
Yeah.
Like things are still blurry. Like,
yeah.
I think everyone knows Duncan and he looks like a friendly guy if you don't know him. So like there's a low percentage that people might think that you're stoned and you're covering that. up with your sunglasses inside. That's what I always am paranoid about. No one's going to think that when you're not.
Or should he just be like, I would take off my shades, but I can't really see you otherwise. It's prescribed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duncan, have you considered wearing your transitions? There's two options. You could get transitions, or you could get a little glasses necklace and wear your regular glasses around your neck at all times.
It's a cool look.
Yeah. I think that would be cool.
It's coming back.
Yeah. What about the little flip ones? The little like.
Oh, totally.
Oh, yeah.
Are those coming back? But transition.
I don't know how you find a shape that matches the glass.
Right. It just looks like a weird. It doesn't really fit. But transition, the problem is that it won't. If you go inside, it's fine. Yeah. But if you're outside, it's still. But then if you're outside and you keep your shades on.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
No one's going to.
Which is funny.
You.
It's like. People don't think it's rude when you don't take your sunglasses off when you see them on the street and it's outside and sunny. But once you go into a store, then it's rude.
Yeah.
Duncan, I think you should just get laser eye surgery.
That's the solution.
I was thinking, actually, this is a real question. This is, and I also wear, I wear contacts. Swimming is a big hassle. So I don't like wearing contacts in the water because it's just like, that seems gross. Like, because you just have like stuff in it.
Who knows?
So I got myself these swimming goggles, but you go to the beach, no one wears swimming goggles. I don't know. Big dilemma. So,
are they prescription?
Yeah, I got prescription for really cheap. It was like 20 bucks or something.
Prescription goggles.
I think that's
cool.
A good look.
You think it's
sand can't get in your eyes.
No, but that is kind of annoying to have to wear them the whole time. You're at the beach. You're not going to be underwater. So, you're going to be above water and like lounging more than swimming, right?
So maybe better off just getting like regular goggles so I can protect my eyes from my contacts. Or I can wear glasses and then just switch them to goggles.
Totally. I know. I really take my good eyesight for granted.
Are you good eyesight people? yeah, also I didn't know prescription goggles are super cheap.
Amazing.
If you ever lose your glasses and you need something and you just don't have $200 for a pair of glasses, get
cutting onions.
Goggles.
Emily uses her swimming goggles to cut onions.
I think swimming goggles works if you're in a pool or something. That's like everyone's still wearing it, but maybe not in the beach. But that is a life. Okay, question. There's another question from our viewers. This is from Andy. I have animal crackers, lemons, and cinnamon, and need to make a dessert for a friend in half an hour. What do I make?
30-minute meal.
Is this a
chopped
Sally's question?
Tiramisu.
I would say that, okay, you're going to make sort of like a lemon meringue pie. You would use the graham cracker, or the animal crackers, like a graham cracker crust, which is very simple to do. You just grind them up with a little bit of butter and kind of put that on the bottom of your pie pan. Then make a lemon curd, which sounds harder than it is, but is very quick to do. I'm not going to explain how to do that.
Okay,
that's something you can Google, but I'm thinking like, a simple lemon curd, and then maybe you don't have time to make meringue or you don't want to, but it is good to use yolks in lemon curd and whites in a meringue. So you could use the whole egg in that case, or you could just top it with whipped cream because that's easier to do. Mm. And the cinnamon could come in either in the crust or you could put it in the whipped cream.
Perfect.
I don't know.
That sounds great.
Delightful. See, I thought that you could only use those three ingredients.
No, that's not a dessert. No, but like, I thought that was the question. Like,
what would you make if you could only use the three ingredients?
I think it's a really mushed up animal crackers with a squeeze of lemon and cinnamon.
No, it's impossible. You can make an animal cracker sandwich.
Everyone can answer the question if those were your only ingredients.
Yeah.
Crackers with a wedge of lemon.
It's like chopped. It's like, here's what you have to work with. What do you make it into?
Yes.
Any other suggestions?
Yeah, it's great. I think so.
I want that.
And Andy, I expect you to bring that to the show on August 31st.
Yes.
Obviously, you won't have time. There's no kitchen.
Half an hour, though.
Yeah, half an hour. You can totally do it in between sets. Mm-hmm. Just in the back room at the Red Gate. Next question we have from Twitter. It's at Spec7Rat. I think it's special, maybe. Mm. If you had to buy a bottle of wine or liquor for the President of the United States, what would you get him? You have to not give him one that isn't an option. You have to give him something.
No is not an option.
No isn't.
What was the one? Nellie has the answer to this.
We said Fireball. Because you're fired.
Perfect.
And we want to fire you.
Perfect. Perfect answer.
Yeah.
Next one is from Crystal. Question is, are fanny packs back in fashion? Because I really like wearing fanny packs. What is the best way to wear one? With the pouch on the front, the side, or behind?
Lauren wore a fanny pack here, so I think she can answer.
So obviously it's in fashion.
I mean, mine has a very like adjustable strap, so I usually wear it as
like a
satchel.
Cross.
Yeah. So it's like across my body, and then it's like even closer to my face because I shove it full of everything and really need to take my time finding.
But is it a fanny pack? You know, don't you have to wear it around your waist?
I usually do. Like when if I go dancing, I usually wear it on the side of my hip. If I'm biking, I wear it on my
back, but just not in the front.
In the front, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
I feel like that's. I don't know.
Yeah.
I usually wear it across.
Weird.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it can strain your lower back if you wear it for too long. Like no long hikes.
Yeah. What do you put in your fanny pack? Isn't it supposed to be light?
Probably the
all the rocks you collect.
Yeah. Once I took a cube of granite from a construction site.
Oh.
And I put it.
Yeah.
I was really paranoid that someone would be like, "Hey, give that back." But it was just garbage.
I didn't know that came home and it really changes how it
Now
so
it's a
high.
Great coaster that we use.
Yeah.
It's
huge. All right. No, it's great.
I think they're really convenient. Some people think it's like a first aid kit that I have on me because it's bright red.
Yeah.
That
could be good though. You could put would you put, might be something, you know, like Band-Aid
Yeah.
It's like you never
like
know.
An inhaler. Yeah.
Or like just anti, I don't know, like insect repellent. I don't know.
Totally.
Yeah. Bug spray. Yeah. Perfect. Question next. It's a lot of questions, a lot of advice questions. I hope you're all ready for it. This is Madeline. Dear my wife, do you recommend becoming an actual wife of another human, of marrying yourself, and do you recommend being an actual wife of another human of marrying yourself or being your own wife? Explain and discuss. I think might be a typo, or maybe I just don't read it.
That's are there three options or two options?
Two options of another person.
I think they're both the plots of numerous. Okay, Hallmark
okay. So here's the question: becoming an actual wife of another person, or marrying yourself and being your own wife. I think. Yeah, I think it's supposed to be an off instead of
marrying yourself in like a ceremony making it really official, or I just think the rather, idea of yeah.
Putting yourself first. I think everyone.
Let's all think about Carrie Bradshaw.
Why?
Because she got engaged to herself so that she could get gifts from her friends.
Did she like actually Sarah did Parker that? Did, or
it was a joke, but she did get.
Did she do that in the movie?
No.
When did she?
It was
do
in the
that?
Show because she was getting mad that all her friends would get these gift registries for their weddings, and she had to buy them all this stuff. And she was like, "What if I never get married?
That's
why
so
do
rude.
You deserve?"
No, but I think the bad thing about wedding. No, yeah, I don't think the stuff is the thing, but I do feel like having a wedding is like the ultimate excuse to get everyone you know and love to come visit you and watch you get married no matter what, you know? It's like, that's like, but there's no other things that are that important, which is sad to me.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, I don't love the idea of marriage.
Yeah.
But you like throwing a big party.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you're recommending? It's a tough question.
You can we self-officiate the wedding? Like, can we marry ourselves
you can get
to
that
ourselves?
Online.
Yeah,
that
sounds yeah.
You can just.
It is just addressed to my wife, so I don't know. It could be anything. It could be.
Yeah.
I think you're torn.
Marry yourself first, and then you can discuss other possibilities.
I just don't. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe just ignore it all and focus on other things.
Fair enough. Fair enough. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I am Ben. I'm here with my wife. We are doing...
It's funny every time.
I like that you like pause before you say it. It's like, how do I say this without it sounding weird?
We are playing radio advice with the band. My wife is giving advice to our dear listeners. We have one from at Rib Job. What are your favorite songs about wives? Can you even think of?
I have no idea what songs are about wives.
I can't even think of. My.
I
can't even think of any.
It's not really about a wife, but who is it? Tammy Wynette, Divorce. it's about no longer being a wife and then having to raise your son by yourself and break the news
to your son
It's not really an advice question anyway, so
like,
I don't know,
like it's a brain teaser.
We are fans of the film First Wives Club, where they do an exceptional dance and song number to You Don't Own Me by Leslie Gore, so again, kind of anti-wife, but it's good.
I don't remember any of his movies. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I guess I feel like in general are not super pro-wife.
Yeah.
I guess that's coming out
now. Yeah, it's coming out. Final question, nothing to do with wife. This is from Monsieur Malo.
I guess it does.
Oh, yeah, it does. Oh, dear. I guess it does. Can I wear white jeans to a wedding, or is that insulting to the bride?
I say go for it. But it depends on
are
what
they
kind
flared?
Of wedding you're going to.
And what top?
Maybe?
Yeah.
I think that's a
tank
good
top?
Look.
Tank top?
Depending on the seasons.
Yeah. No white after Labor Day?
Well, it's always
after
Labor Day.
Yeah, but that's
after
also
Labor
a rule
Day.
That I feel like we can break.
Great.
I don't know when it... Who,
so are you saying that if he wears white on top, that's okay, or no? It has to be a different color.
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah.
I think wear whatever you want and you feel good in, and that's what the people that you love, unless you're going to a wedding of someone you don't love,
don't do that. But yeah, just
or don't know, because like, what if that is really offensive to somebody?
That's ridiculous.
I don't know. Like, some people take it so seriously.
Weird rule that you're not allowed to wear white to someone's wedding. I feel like those sorts of rules are changing and not as important anymore.
You wear your white jeans.
Yeah, wear those white jeans.
Yeah, don't people wear white shirts to weddings?
Men do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, people have been doing it for ages.
It's a faux pas as a woman to wear a, white, like dress a white dress to a wedding.
Mm. Because
the stage, the bride.
Yeah.
Oh, right. All right.
It's her day.
All right.
That anyone would think that is crazy.
Anyways, because it is the reason that women wear white is stupid. So,
that's also
perfect.
True.
Just go ahead, Mr. Merlot. Just wear.
Yeah.
Just wear white.
Wear a white dress if you really want it.
Totally. Wear a wedding dress.
My only concern is just spilling in your white pants. It's gonna it's gonna be so much food. Like if I have if it's one of those if it's a wedding with a lot of hors d'oeuvres.
Oh yeah.
And usually I just wipe my hands on my pants, so you can't do it with
every
white
time.
Jeans. It's just not good. And that is how we do radio advice.
Wow. I hope that helped some
people. Yeah, this is a very Donald. Well, I mean, I'm sure Spec 7 Rad, O'Rell, Spec 7 Rel is he knows he's going to bring his fireballs to the White House to see Mr. Trump. Here, you listen to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. If you're just tuning in, I am in studio with the band My Wife. They played a set earlier in the evening at an hour before the show. If you missed it, you can't, not an hour before the show, an hour before, they play for now, it is play outside, we didn't record it. So. If you want to listen to the show, you can listen to it on the podcast, go to cihr.ca, do a search for My Wife.
I think that should show. I don't know if it'll show up.
Yeah. I don't know.
If you search My Wife Band, it's like how to be a good band wife and stuff.
Oh, no.
On Google.
If you do, if you want to do a search for My Wife for the Bandcamp, it's just My So-Called Wife Bandcamp. I think I wonder what happened. It's usually I put the band name in Vancouver, but My Wife Vancouver might just be, I don't know what that is.
Anything could be
Real Housewives.
Yeah. Obviously, you didn't really come up the name with Googling in mind.
No.
Nope.
Yeah, don't think
we're not
Google
really
enough.
Trying to make it big or anything. So
you never know with this Empire record. When Empire why is there no sequel to Empire Records? What do you think?
I feel like Liv Tyler and Renee Zellweger got super famous, right? Or were they famous during
Stealing Beauty?
The story was pretty resolved at the end, too. Like, the film takes place in a day, and they just succeed, and then, it's kind of like, damn the man, and they do it, and, and Corey's going to Harvard, and AJ's going to go to Boston Art School, and it's just
it's like a summer blockbuster of that year, if it came out in the summer.
I have no idea. So, I mean, I guess no chance for the band to be in Empire Records 2 then. I don't know. Dreams are dashed.
They might remake it.
Really?
Probably not.
Yeah.
They're making a Broadway musical, actually, of this.
Well, there you go.
What?
Should we audition? I learned that. It's coming out in 2020 maybe or 2019. Very exciting.
Let's go.
What do you know if it would be a rock ish
original
musical
songs?
because it's an Empire, you probably have to be, it's probably one of the Rock of Ages kind of type, because it would be
hard to say, because some of the songs in the thing are pretty big, getting the rights to those would be hard, so I don't know, maybe they would write original music.
Well, if it's a musical, you said?
Yeah.
So they would have to write music that explains what's going on in the
story.
So it would be, right?
I mean, they already have the Rex Manning song, so they're halfway there.
I am intrigued. I would see it.
I would for sure see that.
Yeah. Because that makes more sense, because they can't, remake would be tough, because record stores are not really.
People don't care.
It's not really, there's almost no equivalent of a record store. They can't even do the modern day, is there a modern day version of
Record. Well, no, because HMV just closed, right?
Yeah.
The one in Vancouver?
It got replaced by Sunrise Records, which is it's a weird chain of, they just took over a lot of HMV locations.
But is there still a store there?
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
On Robson?
No. But just in the little mall. So like the HMV in the Coquitlam Center.
Oh, it's in Coquitlam.
It's like Sunrise. And then I think the HMV in Metrotown is a Sunrise. It's all across the country. They mm-hmm. took like, I'm going to say like 40% of the HMVs and they just reuse. They sell records and calendars and board games, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's like, it's a very, but it's stale, like it's, it doesn't have the same, not that HMV has like, you know, a crazy vibe, but it's very, it's weird. Like it's very minimalistic. It's just some shelves and like one employee kind of just seemed really bored.
Oh, that sounds so bleak.
But like music isn't really playing. Like it's not like, definitely, yeah, it's, I think it's catering to like older people that still want to buy like records. I think the stuff they put out, it's like, you know, the Pink Floyd and yeah. like Beatles yeah. and stuff
is
like that.
Is it all new?
Yeah.
They like, sell, like
the
new
they sell
drugs
new CDs. Yeah. 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 They just sell vinyl. Yeah.
Oh, I
so.
Love that.
So maybe just a really depressing version of my records, too, just oh, featuring one person.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, thanks so much for coming out. We can play another game. Anything else you want to add? So there's a show coming up on Wednesday, mm-hmm. next Wednesday, mm-hmm. at the Avant Garden.
Yes.
Which is on Gore,
yeah.
Yeah, it's upstairs. Very nice venue. And then the Red Gate on August 31st. Any items for your house you want to get rid of that you want to advertise on the show? And
wow, I have a record player I'm trying to get rid of. Yeah. There's so many things I can't even list.
Yep, just go to, they can send you a message from Bandcamp, right?
Yeah.
Perfect.
And you don't have any like cassettes or anything? Or
I'm keeping my cassettes. Yeah. I've painstakingly created
Are you talking
that.
About us as a
oh,
band
well, yeah,
having
or bands
cassettes
or things
or
like that
cassettes.
Or like working on things? Yeah, just all Bandcamps?
I think it's just going to be on Bandcamp. Mm-hmm. Just because we don't really have enough time,
yeah.
Unfortunately, but
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Well, it's I got exactly half a month. We'll see.
God, it doesn't feel like that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thanks,
my
for
wife.
Thank you
yeah.
so much
yeah.
for having us.
That was fantastic.
Main first
yeah.
show altogether.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was
totally. It was really fun.
Yeah. I'm glad that it happened here and recorded in like 360 video.
Yeah. Can't wait to see that 360
we'll see. I don't know.
View.
It's gonna be a lot of me running behind the camera in the back. So yeah, my Sokov wife, thebandcamp.com, and if you haven't watched Empire Records, go check that out before you go to the show next Wednesday. Human Music is playing, also Adrian Teacher and the subs. Get there early because you want to want to get close with the
climb up on that couch.
Climb on the couch, be close to all the bands. It'll be fun. And yes, I don't even know what's happening on this. So listen to a few very nice messages and we'll be maybe I'll be back.